This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdal. File this one under things are going to look different when this pandemic's run its course. Starbucks said today it's going to close as many as 400 stores over the next year and a half and renovate and relocate others. More on-the-go options, too, like drive-through, walk-up windows, and curbside pickup. From Austin, Texas, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on the changes coming to your morning latte.
Starbucks has been pushing the mobile order and pickup for a while, but more customers are doing it because of COVID-19, like me this morning.
I'm good. Hey, I ordered on the app. Andy, thank you so much. You too. Take care.
I was in and out with my cold brew and iced lemon loaf cake in under a minute. Didn't feel like the not your work, not your home destination that Starbucks used to be going for, what they called the third place.
In the short term, there's probably a reimagination of what the third place looks like.
Trevor Boomstra is a restaurant industry consultant with Alex Partners. He says Starbucks plans to open more to-go-only locations and add additional drive-through lanes at existing stores. There's a sense of urgency because Starbucks said it lost more than $3 billion in revenue since the onset of the pandemic. Alex Suskin teaches food and beverage management at Cornell.
Starbucks wants to get people back into the daily routine of having Starbucks. Emphasizing the to-go element will make it easier for them to reach everybody consistently.
Giant companies like Starbucks can afford to invest in rethinking and reshaping business models. But Spencer Torr at Coffee Enterprises says others don't have that luxury.
A lot of independent specialty cafes may not have the facilities to be able to do that kind of service to maintain the financial integrity of their business.
He says other retailers will be looking to Starbucks to see what works, as all restaurants make post-COVID-19 adjustments. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.